How's the defense been looking so far?
I think we've improved. I think guys coming in systematically knowing what we're, trying to accomplish and what we expect. I think they are, we're right on schedule as far as our install and what we're trying to get accomplished, but we're still trying to refine a lot of the techniques and fundamentals, between the different packages.
What's been the thought process of having Jabari Price kind of fill in as the nickel corner while Munderland's out?
Well, he's played nickel. He was like our backup nickel last year. I mean, he played quite a few snaps of nickel for us all last offseason, and going into the preseason, he had played a lot of nickel for us. So we think he's, he's got a chance to compete right there, and he's done a good job, handling the different concepts of things we're trying to get accomplished underneath and coverage and things. So.
What did happen to Munderland? Saw him in a boot.
Yeah, he had a lower leg injury, and I don't know how long it's going to be, but I don't think it's anything major.
Xavier
wasn't here today. His son's got a graduation, so he's down for his graduation today. So,
how is Wayne's looking? Are there any concerns with him?
He's doing good. We're putting a lot on his plate by playing him inside at the nickel and playing him out at corner. So from that aspect of it, it's a lot of different concepts that he's learning, asking him to do some things that he probably hasn't done, especially playing inside on the slot. So for everything right now, I think it's, kind of run together for him a little bit, but he's been working and, doing a good job of picking up what it is we're trying to teach him.
How NFL ready is he compared to other prospects?
I mean, we're still early in this process, so, we'll just keep following through the process, and the more competitive situations he gets into, the more that picture will become a lot clearer.
The depth at left defensive end, are you guys going after Michael Johnson? You didn't get him. What are you looking at there?
Well, we feel pretty good about the position with the guys that we've got here working it. We've got a good rotation going as far as different body types of guys that we can use at the position. Scott Crichton has made a big jump this year. He's doing a good job in there for us. Hunter, we've worked him in there some at it. So right now we're just kind of putting guys in that spot and looking at the different things that they bring to the position. And, everybody's been doing a good job, especially with, Brian being out and missing, some of these days here at all season with some of his injuries.
Is Crichton an option there? Or is he an option
there? Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Justin's done a good job, rotating from the left and to the right. And we're really surprised. He's bulked up this off season and really bought in. Has a good understanding of what we're trying to do at the position. And it really has, flashed here at us this off season thus far.
And two more with Coach Edwards.
Creighton's jump, is that just workouts and stuff he did in the offseason, or is it just kind of experience?
I think it's a combination of going through all last year. If you remember last year, he missed the whole offseason because, he was on the quarter system. And I just think he feels a lot more comfortable with what we're asking him to do technique and fundamental-wise, to where he's got a lot more recall as opposed to last year. He came in for the rookie minicamp, then he missed all that time, came back, boom, training camp. And I think it all kind of, got too fast for him there. But now he's able to break things down. He's got good recall of what we're asking out of the position.
Brighton seems to be kind of a quiet, more quiet reserve player. Does he have that burning desire to get better?
Yeah, one thing about Crichton is his work ethic. I mean, he's going to outwork a lot of guys. That's his mindset. He's a blue-collar, outworker. We're playing him outside. He's shown the flexibility to play inside in our nickel package. So from that aspect of it, we're pleased where he's at right now. We just need to finish up this all season strong and carry that over to the training camp.
You expecting Brian to be okay for camp?
I hope so. I don't know exactly what the extent and the time period is with the injury, but I would say that he'd probably be ready. All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.